question is about the new provision against denying coverage for pre-existing conditions. A person may select a low-cost plan which features limited coverage and high copays because the lower premiums and their personal history of good health seem to make that a good fit. If that person eventually develops a serious medical condition, could that person on the next year in open enrollment choose to change to a higher fee plan which has more comprehensive coverage without experiencing discrimination or denial based on the new pre-existing condition?
All right, Jody Ray, what about that? I've always heard that, hey, you can't deny anyone for a pre-existing condition no matter what.
Right. That is one of the provisions of the health care law that kicked in. And it kicked in early for children and now applies to everyone. And all the health plans, I think it needs to be clear, have a set of essential basic requirements that they have to provide coverage for anyway, for everyone. So the plans all have a set of at least 10 different items that they cover on all individuals in all plans. In addition, during an open enrollment period, an individual can change their plans, and the pre-existing condition issue still does not apply. They cannot be denied coverage, and their premium is not based on their pre-existing conditions.
Now, a number of folks with questions did not want to appear on tape with us or give their names, like this person, a woman whom we met recently at Curtis Sixon Park in downtown Tampa, and she asks, and this is about the requirement to have coverage, wondering if the requirement applies to 18-year-olds so she can take her son off the plan. So, sounds like somebody wants to push somebody out of the nest a little early. I mean, obviously, a person, an offspring, can be covered up to the age of 26. What about that, Linda Fleming?
Since he's an adult, he's 18, he's responsible for his own coverage. So really, it becomes a money decision. If both parents are working and they're covered under their employer plans, it may not be that much to keep him on the plan. So it really is a matter of economics and figuring out which way makes the most sense to go, even if he is employed and could potentially be covered under his own employer's plan.
So if a parent chooses not to cover their adult age kids, then that's their prerogative.
That's
right?
True.
Is what you're saying?
18-year-olds still get coverage in Florida under CHIP, which is the Children's Health Insurance Program. Florida KidCare covers kids till they turn 19. So depending on the income and the cost to insure him on her plan, mm-hmm. may qualify him for coverage under CHIP. So that's a factor that needs to be considered by the mom.
So it sounds like if you want to kick your kid off your plan, you're going to be able to do it, right? That's what you're saying. Here's a question from Tamina Johnson, age 29.
So I like to travel also, and we travel for conferences, and I need to know, am I going to be covered when I go out of state if something was to happen? That's something that I look into.
Jody?
So some of the plans have national provider networks. So when they're picking their plan, if this is an issue and this is important to a family, they may want to look at whether the plans are offering a national provider network so they have access to providers if they travel a lot.